Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. How can I have multiple orgasms? Part 1. It is customary, but false, to believe that a man's orgasm is the same whether he ejaculates or not. Let us see what really happens during this process. If a man makes love and reaches the point of no return, he will reach a short climax and then sink into the stupor of post-ejaculatory abyss. After ejaculation, most men discover that they are at their lowest stage of sexual excitement and that they have to climb back gradually, which could take a long time. However, most men think that the purpose of lovemaking is ejaculation. These types of orgasms may appear as a passionate race, but after you experience the ecstatic, prolonged bliss of multiple orgasms, this ejaculatory discharge will seem pathetic and disappointing, unable to stand the comparison. How can I have multiple orgasms? Part 2. Sexuality and spirituality. You may even reach the stage when you perceive the energy flowing through your lover's body, and her sexual energy flowing through your body. Finally, you may also perceive that the things that delimit you as you and her as her disappear. Some men experience a feeling of union with their lover, others with the whole universe. Through the practice of sexual continence, you will learn how to live this spiritual experience over and over again. Furthermore, this type of spiritual communion with your lover or with the universe may determine a transformation on the level of your consciousness. Therefore, in the Orient, sexuality was considered as part of a spiritual path, not opposed to it. Niyama, Part 1. Saucha. Saucha means cleanliness, purification. It implies cleanliness of the body, both inside and outside, and mental purification as well, eliminating all negative thoughts and mental agitation. Saucha comprises six traditional techniques of purification called Shat Kriyas. An important factor of keeping the body and mind clean is diet. Know that meat brings a lot of toxic substances into your system. Clean and fresh food must be the rule for a health-conscious individual. The way we eat can make a difference too. Chew very well. Focus your mind upon the sacred act of eating and make it holy through your awareness about it. Niyama, Part 2. Ishvara Pranidhana. Ishvara designates a level of cosmic consciousness which is very close to the Western idea of God. Ishvara Pranidhana is the state of permanent communion with the cosmic consciousness and of total surrender to the cosmic will. It means placing your consciousness, mind and body, completely, absolutely, thoroughly into the cosmic superior will. It means to cooperate with the higher levels of cosmic manifestation through a sincere and intense yearning towards integrating your being into the universal harmony. Meditation Guide Number 5. Hints on Meditation. When you start a fire on some straw, pieces of paper, or a thin piece of wood, the fire will extinguish quickly. But if you blow on it several times using your mouth or a blowpipe, after some time it will become a small conflagration. You can hardly extinguish it now, even with great efforts. So, at the beginning of meditation, the neophytes fall down from it into their old habits. They will have to lift up their mind again and again and fix it on lakshya. When meditation becomes very deep and steady, they will eventually become established into the absolute. When the meditation becomes sahaja or natural, it also becomes habitual. Please join us for a meditation on the state of love and aspiration towards God, towards the end of our program. This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. How can I have multiple orgasms? Part 1. It is customary, but false, to believe that a man's orgasm is the same whether he ejaculates or not. Let us see what really happens during this process. If a man makes love and reaches the point of no return, he will reach a short climax and then sink into the stupor of post-ejaculatory abyss. After ejaculation, most men discover that they are in the lowest stage of sexual excitement and that they have to climb back gradually, which usually takes a very long time. However, most men think that the purpose of lovemaking is ejaculation. Ejaculatory orgasm may appear as a passionate race, but after you experience the ecstatic, prolonged bliss of multiple orgasms, this ejaculatory discharge will seem pathetic and disappointing, unable to stand the comparison. So how can I have multiple orgasms? As in the case of any orgasm you experience so far, you will first sense the excitement building, either because of a physical stimulus or because of a thought, fantasy, etc. This state of excitement usually leads to an erection, and if the stimulation begins, you may experience different degrees of excitation until you reach the contraction stage of an orgasm. This stage is in fact the crossroads, as it may either lead to ejaculation or to multiple orgasms. During the contraction stage, you may perceive a series of contractions of the prostate gland, each of them lasting from 3 to 5 seconds. Although the intensity of these pleasant pelvic orgasms varies, they may often be just as intense as the orgasms in the ejaculatory phase. In the beginning, however, they may be moderate. Now is the moment when you have to decide. Instead of going on, continuing to the point of no return, followed inevitably by ejaculation, stop for a few moments, until you are in control of your excitement again, by slowing down your respiratory rhythm and maintaining a calm and attentive attitude. Another method is to contract your PC muscle around the vibrant prostate, until you gain some control over these spasms. Directing the energy from the area of the genitals to the spine towards the upper parts of the body will help you eliminate the pressure and the urge to ejaculate. The level of arousal will gradually decrease, preparing the way for another genital orgasm. Such multiple orgasms will lead to different levels of arousal, which build up each time. Important note: if you crave the orgasms in the contractile phase, you place yourself in jeopardy of ejaculating. Most men have discovered that they have to cease all stimulation right before experiencing this type of orgasm. Many men practicing sexual continence tell how they withdraw in non-ejaculatory orgasms instead of rushing on towards ejaculation. The idea is to be able to stay at this point without reaching the point of no return. Thus, you will feel the pleasure from the contractions of the PC muscle as well as those of the anal muscles. It is up to each man to know how close he can get to experiencing multiple orgasms from the contraction phase. You will experience waves of ecstatic pleasure, and if your lover is a multi-orgasmic woman who also practices sexual continence, you are heading for paradise, because both of you will experience states of prolonged multiple orgasms. You no longer need to worry about getting your woman to have an orgasm and then about having one yourself. The two of you will have the opportunity of experiencing the same intense states of pleasure and happiness at the same time. If you are having difficulties in differentiating orgasm from ejaculation, you may start directing the energy up the spine before reaching ejaculation. According to the Tantric and Taoist traditions, the key in getting an all-body orgasm is to sublimate your sexual energy. Once you succeed in sublimating this energy, you will discover in amazement that you can experience orgasmic sensations with other parts of your body, ones that you never considered orgasmic before. The voluntary contraction of the PC muscle is also a great help in increasing your sensitivity in the pelvic area, as well as in controlling the orgasms in the contraction phase. If you should ejaculate, which may happen while you are in the beginning of this practice, do not feel highly disappointed or frustrated. It won't help you at all. However, such experiences must not repeat too often. So, transform them into opportunities for getting to know your body and its mechanisms a lot better. Remember that practice requires time and intimacy, both for yourself and for your lover. How can I have multiple orgasms? Part 2. What is the difference between genital non-ejaculatory orgasms and all-body multiple orgasms? Each non-ejaculatory genital orgasm contributes to the sublimation of the sexual energy, and thus the blood pressure in the pelvic area will drop. Some non-ejaculatory pelvic orgasms are highly energizing, but once you got your orgasmic capacity able to bear more intensity, you will surely want to extend these pelvic orgasms to your entire body, which is the purpose of Teo and Tantra. The multiple all-body orgasms start with the pelvic orgasms, in the contraction phase. But now, instead of letting the sexual energy stay in the pelvic area, you make it ascend along the spine, up to the area of the head, and then extend it in the whole body. Most men don't even dream of reaching these sexual peaks. Not only do they experience only one orgasm, and that's it, but they also experience it only in their genital area. Using certain techniques, you can learn to experience multiple orgasms and to extend them from the pelvic area into your whole body. This is how you can make yourself resonate with the state known as the cosmic orgasm. And once you experience such a state, you will never want to go back to what you had before. How do you feel all-body orgasms? Each man that practices sexual continence experiences these orgasmic peaks in different ways, according to one's level of consciousness. On a physical level, men experiencing all-body orgasms perceive warmth, tingling vibrations, or even pulsations of the whole body. Here are some direct experiences from people who have tried this. I was at the very beginning of my sexual continence practice. One night, while I was making love, the intensity of the pleasure rose very suddenly and I thought I was about to ejaculate. However, I slowed down and started to breathe deeply. While doing this, I became very relaxed and I started feeling as if my whole head was electrified, as if some fine bioluminescent currents were passing through my body. I had felt a tingling on my spine all the way up to my neck. Then I felt the tingling growing stronger and moving on to my head. Then the tingling grew even stronger and reached my head. I immersed myself in a state of euphoria and bliss which I never wanted to end. It was a long orgasm. There were vibrations coming and going, and my body resounded like a bell. My sexual arousal builds slower than in the case of an ejaculatory orgasm. It is also more balanced and controlled. While the sexual energy builds up inside my body, I can make it ascend along my spine and extend in my whole body. The purpose is not to discharge, but to perceive this energy with my whole body, to perceive the love and tenderness expand my consciousness. Consequently, my body is much more relaxed, especially during an orgasm. The perception of an all-body orgasm is much more complete and subtle. The whole process is not that of a short explosion, but of a slow, intense implosion. After that, I do not feel empty, because this feeling usually appears after an explosion. In the case of an implosion, that certain something is still inside you. There is a profound sense of satisfaction on several levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And this satisfaction will go on for hours, sometimes even days. In the West, we have learned that orgasm equals ejaculation. However, tantrics and Taoists have understood that orgasm is made of a pulsation and contraction, and therefore it may be perceived everywhere in your entire body. Discrete and continuous orgasms. It is important to underline the fact that all body orgasms are so intense that at times it is difficult to say when one ends and the other one starts. The waves of pleasure make any attempt to count totally useless. Tantrics have proved that both men and women are capable of experiencing discrete, separate orgasms and continuing orgasms, without the discharge of their potential sexual energy. The multiple discrete orgasms imply an orgasmic peak, followed by a slight decrease in the intensity of the feeling, immediately followed by another discrete orgasm. The continuous multiple orgasms imply that you reach an orgasmic peak, which may grow in intensity or not. but you will still perceive the orgasmic state all the time, disregarding the fluctuations of its intensity. Furthermore, these discrete and continuous orgasms may combine, offering you innumerable combinations of orgasmic peaks. The possibilities are truly infinite. The states we are discussing here are a world apart from the 6-second orgasm most men are accustomed to. Sexuality and spirituality. You may even reach the stage when you perceive the energy flowing through your lover's body and her sexual energy flowing through your body. Finally, you may also perceive that the things that delimit you as you and her as her disappear. Some men experience a feeling of union with their lover, others with the whole universe. Through the practice of sexual continence, you will learn how to live this spiritual experience over and over. Furthermore, this type of spiritual communion with your lover or with the universe may determine a transformation on the level of your consciousness. Therefore, in the Orient, sexuality was considered as part of a spiritual path, not opposed to it.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris.
Niyama, Part 1. Saucha. Saucha means cleanliness, purification. It implies cleanliness of the body, both inner and outer, and mental purification, the elimination of negative thoughts and mental agitation. Saucha comprises 6 traditional techniques of purification called Shatkriyas. An important factor of keeping the body and mind clean is the diet. Know that meat brings a lot of toxic substances into your system. Clean and fresh food must be the rule for a health-conscious individual. The way we eat can make a difference too. Chew very well. Focus your mind upon the sacred act of eating. Make it holy through your awareness of it. Santosha. Santosha means contentment. It is imperiously necessary to accept with joy whatever life offers here and now, without uselessly spending energy living in the past or fantasizing about the future. These activities are most of the time useless and sterile. Santosha is not fatalism, but it means focusing in the present and living it fully. It means opening toward the continuous experimentation and clear perception of what is now, the uniqueness of every moment. Santosha is loving the world the way it is. The fact of being here and now reveals the greatest possible ecstasy. Nothing of what exists in this world must be changed. What must be really changed is your inner attitude towards everything that surrounds you. Tapas. The word tapas is formed from the root tap, which means to burn, to radiate, to be consumed by fire. Fire is the symbol for the ardent desire or for the invincible will to achieve something. However, this desire or will must be exerted in a totally detached and patient manner by renouncing the fruits, the results of your actions, and by consecrating your effort to the supreme cosmic consciousness. Therefore, tapas implies an ardent effort directed towards a defined purpose. Tapas is realized through discipline and austerity, which means a conscious and sustained effort to resist all temptations and to overcome all obstacles that stand between you and your goal. Tapas is of 3 kinds. Tapas of the body, kayika, for example, continence, brahmacharya, non-violence, ahimsa, fasting once a week, and so on. Then there is tapas of the speech, using words that are true and do not prejudice any living being. A very special form of tapas of the speech is mauna, which is silence. Mauna implies not to talk at all for a certain period of time, 1 day or a few hours. A superior level of mauna is mental silence. keeping the mind totally quiet. Mauna has extremely beneficent effects, conserving energy and sharpening the insight. Then there is tapas of the mind, manasika, a perfect peace of mind, effortless self-control, lack of negative thoughts, removing pessimism. Tapas is very much related to willpower. In yoga practice, tapas implies perseverance in daily practice. Some people start to practice yoga and are enthusiastic at the beginning, but when obstacles appear, they quickly quit. The avoidance of discomfort is not a positive attitude, but in fact a sign of weakness. Niyama Part 2. Svadhyaya. Sva means self, and adhyaya means study through contemplation. Therefore, svadhyaya means the study of the self through contemplation. This means both the study of the inner human self and the study of the objective science of the whole, or yoga, which leads to the discovery of the self. The science includes all the authentic spiritual knowledge of our planet. Just as a bee collects the nectar of many flowers, the yogi should enrich himself with the genuine truths of all spiritual paths. A continuous reading of and a sincere reflection upon the traditional texts of wisdom prepares the way for experiencing, through personal practice, the higher levels of knowledge and awareness. Contrary to general opinion, these texts are not only philosophical points of view, but practical instructions for experiencing new states of mind. Language is used as an explanatory inducement towards the liberating experience. At the beginning, some of these texts may seem to make no sense, especially to a Westerner. However, they convey condensed information and contain extremely profound wisdom, which is supposed to be meditated upon as samyama. Some suggested readings are the Shiva Samhita, the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, the Garanda Samhita, the Bhagavad Gita, the Four Gospels, the Gospel According to Thomas, the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, the Upanishads, the Tabula Smaragdina, and the Sefer Jesirach, two Kabbalistic texts, and the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. Usually the traditional texts are available in translation only. Unfortunately, through translation, a lot of the original meaning is lost. Read more than two translations of the same text and try to become familiar with the technical terms and with their multiple meanings. Ishvara Pranidhana. Ishvara designates a level of cosmic consciousness which is very close to the Western idea of God. Ishvara Pranidhana is the state of permanent communion with the cosmic consciousness and of total surrender to the cosmic will. It means placing your consciousness, mind, and body completely, absolutely, totally into the superior cosmic will. It means to cooperate with the higher levels of cosmic manifestation through a sincere and intense yearning for integration of your being into the universal harmony.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Meditation Guide. Hints on meditation. What does a passionate man do? He repeats the same ignominious act again and again, and fills his stomach as many times as he can. What does an aspirant with burning desire for self-realization do? He has a little milk and repeats the process of meditation again and again all day and night, and thus enjoys the eternal bliss of the self. Both are busy in their own way. The former, however, is caught up in the wheel of births and deaths, known as samsara chakra, and the latter attains immortality. A dullard or lazy man cannot practice meditation. He who has controlled the tongue and other organs, who has an acute acumen, who eats, drinks, and sleeps in moderation, who has destroyed selfishness, lust, greed, and anger, can practice meditation and attain success in samadhi. Just as you require food for the body, also you require food for the soul, in the shape of prayers, japa, kirtan, meditation, etc. Just as you are agitated when you do not get food in time, so you will be agitated when you do not pray in the morning and evening at the proper time. If you keep up the practice of prayer and japa for some time, you will notice that your soul will also want its food at the proper time. The food for the soul is more essential than the food for the body. Therefore, do your prayers, japa, and meditation regularly. When you are a neophyte in meditation, start repeating some sublime slokas and stotras or hymns for 10 minutes as soon as you sit down for meditation. This will elevate the mind. The mind can easily be withdrawn from worldly objects this way. Then, stop this kind of thinking as well, and fix the mind on one idea through repeated and strenuous efforts if necessary. Nishta will soon ensue. When you start a fire on some straw, pieces of paper, or a thin piece of wood, the fire will extinguish itself quickly. But if you blow on it several times using your mouth or a blowpipe, after some time it will become like a small conflagration. You can hardly extinguish it now, even with great efforts. So, at the beginning of meditation, the neophytes will fall down from it into their old habits. They will have to lift up their mind again and again and fix it on lakshya. When meditation becomes very deep and steady, they will eventually become established in the absolute. Then the meditation becomes sahaja or natural. It becomes habitual. So, use the blowpipe of tivra vairagya and intense meditation to rekindle and enhance the fire of meditation. You should notice whether you remain stationary on the spiritual path even after many years of spiritual practice, or whether you are progressing. Sometimes you may also regress if you are not vigilant and careful, if your vairagya wanes and if you slack in your meditation. Reaction may set in. Some have practiced meditation even for 15 years and yet they have not made any real progress. Why? This is due to lack of aspiration, vairagya, a keen longing for liberation, and an intense, constant sadhana, or spiritual practice. During meditation, if your mind becomes more sattvic, you will be inspired. The mind will start composing fine poems and solving the problems of your life. However, you must stamp out these sattvic vrittis also, for they are still a dissipation of mental energy. You must soar higher and higher until you reach Atman. You will get the full ananda of the divine glory only when you dive deep, when you merge deeply into silent meditation, when you are on the borderland of divinity or God, when you are at the gate or threshold to God. When you are just at the outskirts, you will not get the maximum peace and bliss. Before saturating the mind with thoughts of Brahman, you will have to assimilate the divine ideas first. Assimilation first and saturation after. Then realization comes at once without a moment's delay. Remember this triplet always. Assimilation, saturation, realization. There is always a complaint among the aspirants. I have been meditating for the last 12 years. Why have I not made any improvement? Why have I no realization? Why is that? What is the reason? They have not plunged themselves into deep meditation, into the innermost recesses of their hearts. They have not properly assimilated and saturated the mind with the thoughts of God. They have not performed the regular and systematic sadhana. They have not disciplined indriyas perfectly. They have not collected all the outgoing rays of the mind. They have not determined themselves to realize their goals this very second. They have not given the entirety of their mind towards God. And they have not maintained the flow of divine consciousness. Meditate for 2 or 3 hours. If you get tired, rest for 30 minutes. Have a cup of milk and then sit down again for meditation. Repeat the process of meditation again and again. You need not go for a walk when you are meditating seriously. Do not allow the mind to have any worldly thoughts, even for a few minutes. This method will keep the mind very, very busy and entrap it within a short period of time. Practice this and you can enter into samadhi within 40 days. After some time, you will be able to sit down continuously, even for 14 hours at a time. You will have to pass through 6 stages of meditation, and then finally, you will enter into perfect nirvikalpa samadhi, or superconscious state. Form perception and reflex perception will totally vanish. Now there will be no meditator or meditation. The meditator and the meditated will become one. You will now attain the highest knowledge, the eternal and supreme peace. This is the goal of life. This is the aim of existence. This is the final beatitude of life. You are an established sage or illuminated Jivanmukta now. You are spiritually liberated while still living. Hence, you are called the Jivanmukta. You are absolutely free from pain, sorrow, fear, doubt, and delusion. You have become identical with Brahman. The bubble has become one with the ocean. The river has joined the ocean. All differences and distinctions will totally vanish. You will truly experience the phrase, "I am the immortal self." All indeed is Brahman. There is nothing but Brahman.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of love and aspiration towards God. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect, the state of love and aspiration towards God. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.